Unit 5, page 50, exercise 3.
Report. Children without choices. Most people choose when and where to travel, but some people have to permanently move away out of necessity. Every day, 37,000 people flee their homes. That's 26 people every minute, and a lot of them are children. The number of displaced people and refugees is now the largest ever. Who's who? Displaced people have left their homes to escape danger and have either stayed in their own country or moved to a new country. Refugees have left both their homes and country to escape danger. Migrants choose to leave their country to find work, an education, or to be with their family. Asylum seekers have requested protection from persecution in their country. Facts and figures at a glance. Currently, over 70 million people are displaced. 25.9 million of these are refugees. Over 50% of all refugees are children. Recently, over 100,000 children were seeking asylum in 78 different countries. Why leave? Migrants make the choice to go away for a better life, but displaced people and refugees usually pack up and leave home because they face great danger. The most common reasons are war, violence, and persecution because of race, politics, or religion. Natural disasters, which often lead to a lack of food or water, also drive people out of their homes or countries. Dangerous journeys. People sometimes give away all their money to smugglers to help them get across borders. Smugglers, however, care little about safety, and the alternatives are no better. Hiding out in trucks can be very dangerous. Ships are often old, unsafe, and overloaded. Pirates often stop boats and steal money and possessions. Though some journeys are planned, refugees often leave their homes suddenly with few or no possessions. Some children travel alone because they have lost everything: their home, possessions, parents, and friends. As they travel, criminals may force them into illegal work. Case studies: Gaspar and Doa. Gaspar. As an orphan from a poor family, at the age of 12, Gaspar had to grow up quickly. "You're a man now," he was told. "You have to find your own way." A relative helped pay a smuggler to get Gaspar from Guatemala to the USA, but the smuggler abandoned him. Gaspar spent 3 days alone and lost, wandering through the desert. Doa. 16-year-old Doa became a refugee after her father's store was destroyed by a bomb. She eventually got onto a boat, which sank while trying to cross the Mediterranean with 500 people aboard. Doa was in the water for 3 days before she was rescued. Where next? Most refugees end up in a refugee camp or a detention center in a bordering country. The largest refugee camp is currently Kutupalong Camp in Bangladesh. Aid workers there were expecting 75,000 people, but 700,000 came to the camp. This kind of situation can cause enormous difficulties for host countries. It is difficult to provide homes, food, healthcare, and education for hundreds of thousands of people. It was a tsunami of people, waves of people crossing the borders.